What are normal hormone concentrations? Estrogen in the human female cycle, a reproductive cycle, which is represented here from day 1 to day 28, starts out at 40 parts per trillion. As the follicle surrounding the egg grows and produces more and more estrogen, the concentration rises until it reaches about 400 parts per trillion, about 10 times more. At that point, instead of estrogen suppressing two hormones, LH and FSH, that induce ovulation, all of a sudden the brain completely flips its response to estrogen and now stimulates a simultaneous release of these two hormones that induce ovulation, and then the estrogen drops off and is picked up by progesterone function. This parts per trillion here is the way that we function. It is what drives our normal endocrine, immune, neurological functions, and this parts per trillion is capable of altering fetal brain development, as Fred von Saul at Columbia, at Missouri, University of Missouri Columbia, has shown. These were experiments on rats. When a male rat grows up between two other male rats in this long tube-like uterus, that male between the two other males will always be the alpha male of the litter. And the reason for that is that the other males are leaking just tiny, tiny amounts of testosterone, which tends to elevate the developmental characteristics of males. On the other hand, if you had a male developing between two females in the other uterine horn, the estrogen leaking from those two females will always cause that male to be the most subservient male of the entire litter. And so the whole developmental pattern is capable of being altered by incredibly tiny amounts of hormones in their development.